Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Richard Turley, co-owner of Colorado Cellars in Palisades, Colorado. Okay, Richard, can you kind of paint us a picture of what it looks like when you drive up to the winery?
What they see when they get here, though, is they just see a giant wall with ivy planted on it. The winery is actually buried in the hillside, so it's underground. Only the tasting room and the warehouse shows. I think there are pictures on the website that show the underground winery itself, but we're the only underground winery in Colorado.
Yeah, the vineyards are right below the parking lot. The winery tasting room shows. It's sort of a stucco and wood look to it. So you see that, and then you see the wall of the warehouse, which has English ivy covering it. It's about 40 feet high, covered in English ivy. And then if you turn and look out to the north over the vineyards, you see what's known as Mount Garfield and the Book Cliffs and the valley down below. If you're looking that direction, everything is green up to a certain point, and then you see the dirt, and that's where the irrigation ditch is running. And if you look behind our winery, the last irrigation ditch is right behind us. So beyond that is actually Bureau of Land Management property, which is just desert and scrub.
We've got a lot of ground here to cover, because looking at the website, you know, the about section, you say winemaking, a way of life, and you're just not kidding about that, because you're family owned, operated, and you do everything. You grow the grapes, the fruits, you keep bees for honey wine, I see, personally make and bottle your wines.
Winemaking part, and actually my wife Patty is the winemaker. What I brought to the table was the sales knowledge that they needed. And as soon as we took over, we became self-distributing instead of going through a distributor. So we, to this day, self-distribute throughout the state of Colorado. We're actually an estate winery, but we don't use that term. We do buy some grapes from other growers. And of course, we don't grow all of our own tree fruit. We have 11 different fruit wines in addition to our grape wines. We sell 27 different wines currently at this point. So we have a lot of product.
I know you weren't around when the original winery was built, but I'm sure that you could tell us the advantages and the foresight that they had in building it underground.
Well, that was the original winery that was built, and it was done for the reason it has an ambient temperature of 54 degrees, so it's cool all the time. It's also humid because it's underground, so we don't get evaporation out of the barrels. We don't lose what's known in the trade as the angel's share out of the barrels because it's very humid there. This is an extremely dry climate where we're at. It's actually a desert. If it weren't for the Colorado River, there'd be nothing growing here. All of our land is irrigated from water from the Colorado River.
How long do your guests average when they come to the winery? How long do they usually spend?
We get people staying here quite a bit, quite a long time, with 27 wines to try. Plus, we have kept every vintage that is keepable, if you will. In other words, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Port. We've kept them all, some quantity of them, all the way back to our beginning in 1978. So they can not only taste the 27 different wines that we have, but they can also taste any of those vintage wines dating all the way back to 1978, which is pretty exciting for a lot of people. I think most people tend to stay here probably anywhere from half an hour to an hour. We don't have dancing girls or flashing lights. We just have good wine.
In part three of our conversation with Richard Turley of Colorado Cellars, we'll find out what a typical day is like.
There is no typical day. We work 18-hour days.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out, and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.